It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, more of Tom Martin's conversation with Todd Johnson, Executive Vice President of the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky. Johnson's organization is currently enrolling students in a 2-year apprentice and workforce development training program.
What is the status of trades jobs in Central Kentucky today?
We are desperately needing more folks in the skilled trades. After the downturn that we went through in the economy and the housing market, so many of our skilled trades workers left the industry and they didn't come back, which has left a huge void, not only here in Central Kentucky, but across the country, that any construction company, anyone wanting work done in any type of building or anything is facing right now. It extends not only from the skilled trades, but in the labor market as well, and CDLs. People running equipment, it's rampant throughout the need for people to come into the trades and construction.
Let's expand on that just a little bit. What kinds of skills are we talking about here?
Before we started our trade school back in 2014, we did a series of surveys, and the skills that people were looking for at that time that were at the top of the chart literally were someone who will get up and come to work, someone who will do that like at least 3 days in a row reasonably on time, and someone that's clean, and clean meaning two versions, drug-free and just take a bath before you come to work.
Those are skills?
Well, those were what they were looking for. It tells you what type of shape we were in back in 2012, 2013 as things started to recover. I think that the soft skills are very important in terms of just the responsibility of coming to work. That's the big thing we face in the skilled trades is people hanging in there and just what a lot of us consider common sense things, just getting up and coming to work on time and doing your work and coming back and doing it again after you get your paycheck.
There are studies out there that show that tradespeople are older than workers in other fields, and that means that with retirements and attrition coming up, this is going to result in some shortages.
Yes, it does. It's a great opportunity for young people especially, or those who have been in the trades for just a few years, to own their own business not too far into the future. In the state of Kentucky right now, we know through the licensure process that we have for HVAC, plumbing, and electrical, that the average company owner in those three licensed trades is approaching 60 years old. A lot of those folks don't have succession plans in their companies or in their families. Most of them are small businesses. And it's going to create a great opportunity for folks to come into the trades, learn it, and in a few years be able to start their own company.
For a long, long time, there's been this stigma attached to going to vocational school instead of going to college. That seems to be changing now. Would you say that's right?
I would say that's very much right. Our program is an earn-as-you-learn program, and all of our students are working in the trades during the day and coming to school at night. And the school systems in the state of Kentucky, especially here in Fayette County and the surrounding counties, are really taking note of the fact that there is a need for skilled labor. You can see that with the academy structure recently that Fayette County Public Schools just put in place, going toward certificates and education that will help the students become career ready right after high school.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.